if you run the world's biggest book company, you probably wouldn't want to hire book burners. I mean, how did Bezos end up with employees like this?
Well, because this is what the left is all about. We see the same thing with Elon Musk. That's why I thought it was really interesting when they accused me of gaming the system and manipulating the system. All I did was just write a book and put it on Amazon. But the fact that they accused me of gaming the system only proves that the system is set up to make sure that people like me fail. You know, the conservatives fail, and that's what they're upset about Elon Musk about, is that he's going to go away. It's like, no, the system isn't designed for people like him. It's designed to keep us out. And every once in a while, you get these mask-off moments where they just basically come out and admit it. And I think it's pretty interesting. And also somewhat hilarious as well, it tells me.
Well, but Amazon is also, like, as noted, the biggest bookseller in the world. So it's the repository of the West's collective knowledge and history. So if you have censors running it, shouldn't you be really worried that they might disappear this information?
I would be worried about that. I would also point out just what they choose to censor and what they choose not to. I mean, one of the other best-selling children's books on Amazon right now is a book by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and it's a book that's one of the top-selling children's books, and it promotes chemical castration and sterilization for kids ages 9 through 12. You know, that's the kind of book that they're okay with, not my book, Johnny the Walrus, which is just a tale of a boy who identifies as a walrus. No, they want your 9-year-old to read a book that encourages him to sterilize and castrate himself.